This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques? Like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s.
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno and Arnold and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on, and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver because it's packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup, but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha. Available right now at LegacySubs.com, and always use the code K100. Get you 10% off and to help support this show. That's LegacySubs.com and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which
happen.
Boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit. Or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, you know, get your supplements on. Legacy Subs. Boom.
Next one's from, interesting, Matthew Lund in the subject AEW drama. Listen to your recent debate about the backstage drama. Disco mentioned, is Punk worth it? Question the other side is, would the litigation be worth it? Given the absolute mess that was the All Out Brawl, it put AEW in a dangerous legal position, where any of the sides could hold Tony and AEW in court for years and sue potentially for tens of millions of dollars. Liability and negligence applies to everyone, and simply cutting contracts is a dangerous path to go down. My suggestion from a legal point of view, without knowing details within any of the contracts or any of the players, would be to play the Bill Watts card and fine everyone involved in the backstage drama a hefty sum, let's say $1 million. Then sit everyone down and tell them that the fines can be suspended if everyone signs a hold harmless agreement, indemnifying the company entirely while also agreeing to put all issues in the past and begin to work together again. But what say you, without being able to fire anyone, how would you solve the issues in the backstage locker room? I would have sat all these guys down. I'm hearing that the Elite don't want to sit down with them, and Punk's willing, but you know, Punk's actions of like basically, you know, getting people excommunicated from his show and stuff doesn't look like the type of guy that you're dealing with good faith in.
And he's still insulting, yeah, Adam Page.
He's still shows. Like I'm saying, but bro, you don't like CM Punk is not coming across as a good faith actor in this drama. Like somebody that, like, if you sat down with him and then square, would this guy go into business for himself? Because it looks like he's doing business for himself. He's doing a show. These guys can't be on the show. If I'm on the show and something like that, that's you're looking at yourself. So I can see where the Elite, you know, even though they should be, because they're the executive vice presidents, they should be willing to sit down and work it out with this guy. But I absolutely see how they would be, you know, what's the word I want to use? Skeptical of whether Punk is going to like hold up his end of the bargain, because of the fact that he has been, everything he's doing is centered around CM Punk. So, like, you know, I don't know. It's a mess. But I would have, honestly, you could get a guy like Conan, people that just, like, you know, you like Conan, if you were in charge, okay, if you were in Tony Khan's position, this was dumped in your lap. Do you trust your ability to navigate your way through a situation logically, to appease everybody involved, in anything that you could work your way through this? Like, if you explain it to these, go ahead.
I think with those players involved, I could get it done.
Right. Because it's kind of broke, because they're not stupid. All these guys are intelligent people. You could explain to them the obvious pluses and minuses of us working together. Like, and that's just like that. I think Tony doesn't really have any reference point to sit down with these guys and come from a rest point. How do I fix this? Because this is the first time he's ever done this, and this is the first time he's ever had a problem like this. Where people that have been in the business, like Conan, you deal with it. How often have you had to deal with talent that doesn't want to work with each other, and you got them to work with each other over the course of 30 years?
Too many times to count.
Right. So how many times has Tony Khan had to deal with it?
How many times a week?
Like zero. It's like a first run. It's like, you know, and you're dealing with your top stars, you know? So I don't know. You could sit there, like, it can be done, but I just don't think that Tony has, like, you know, the experience to deal with this. And like, we see it. There's legal, you know, there's lawsuits involved. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm fascinated that nobody can convince these people, let's just make this work. That's crazy to me. What fascinates me even more? What?
I said this, I believe, last week. The Young Bucks came out and they were like, hey, we just signed NBA-like deals, right? Obviously, right. That means it's a big, good deal. I can't believe Tony did say, I'm going to make you rich for a long time. You're not going to have to worry about anything. You'll still have creative input. You'll still be a vice president. You'll still have your own dressing room. You'll still have a car service. I don't know what else he gives them, right?
Right.
Your wife can still work here, Cutler Butler or whatever. What's his?
Brandon.
The guy with the spray. Brandon Cutler was a nice guy, but anyways, he can still be, you know, be part of your posse like he's always been, knock us out, whatever. But You have to sit down and you have to make business, because the business that we can make, it's going to benefit all of it. It's going to help the company grow, you know, and it's going to give us a buzz again. I can't believe that wasn't part of the conversation.
Yeah. Well, we don't know if it's part of the conversation, but what might have been, and they and the reaction wasn't what you would think. That could be a problem. That's the same. We don't know. That right,
too.
Yeah.
Right, that too.
Next is from Pedro Arellano, and the subject is, there is no subject. Hello, K100 crew. I'm a big fan of Conan Disco. I grew up watching AWA. I was a big fan of Chief Wahoo McDaniels and The Crusher. Do you two have any knowledge of these two wrestlers? I've begun watching AEW and want to know your thoughts on Sammy Guevara. I think this young man will do great things in the business. Enjoy your show and thank you for your time, Pedro. Yes, I did know Wahoo McDaniels and The Crusher. I mean, of all the wrestling I watched in my life, like on in a match, like on recorded, like watching a TV show, because I grew up with a lot of TV you could watch, like 7 hours of wrestling every Saturday night and for different parts of the country. I can't recall seeing a Crusher match. Saw tons of Wahoo McDaniels in NWA and stuff like that, but I can't recall ever seeing the Crusher wrestle a match. And Sammy Guevara
wasn't he mostly he was he did, number he was
AWA, but I started watching AWA after he was kind of done.
Yeah,
but he was kind of on the tail end of his career, and I don't really recall him. You know, maybe he was in a match. I don't know. Sammy Guevara is very talented. He just is going needs to learn to navigate his bumps throughout his career. Like if you're doing, you know, there's no reason to go out there and kill yourself unless or try something very risky unless the situation merits it, would be my advice to Sammy Guevara. But he definitely can. You know, he's a good character. He looks good, athletic, got a cocky attitude, good ring presence. I mean, he's going to go places if he doesn't get hurt. You know, that's the only worry I would have about Sammy Guevara. He's got that evil Knievel mentality, which he doesn't need to have.
Darby.
He doesn't need to have it. He's good looking. He can work. You know, he can talk. He's like, you don't want to give that. You don't want to go that route because you don't have to. You know. So, would you agree with that, Conan?
Well, I think, you know, Sammy, I met him a long time ago in Monterrey, Mexico, by this guy Robert Supermark Figueroa, and then I helped him get into Lucha Underground, and we worked together with your boy Vince in Aero Lucha. So I've known him for a long time. I do think he used to be way more aerial. I do think sitting under the Jericho learning tree, you know, he does less stuff. There's still some stuff he wants to do because he's young and he can do it, you know. But yeah, he's got all the potential to be a star.
Right. Next is from David Bentz. And the subject is audibles and follow-up booking. Dear K100 crew, although it can't 100% be confirmed, why's your opinion of Willow Nightingale winning the Owen Hart Trophy tournament was possibly TK changing his booking plans based off the audible of her winning the New Japan Strong Women's Championship when Mercedes Moné got injured mid-match? Like, was it possibly a move to give her legitimacy and get people to stop thinking about how she only got a belt off of injury? Also, do you guys have any interesting stories about making audibles rather be mid-match or while booking? Thanks, guys. I'm going to go sub to Factor Diet Foods now. That's from David from Sacramento. I don't care anything about what they're doing with Willow Nightingale, but I will say I wrestled Kidman one time. He was supposed to be with the Shooting Star Press. He screwed it up, took a terrible bump, and basically when he missed it, he hit the ropes, and he looked like he killed himself. So Nick Patrick said, just go ahead and pin him. So I pinned him. So that was a good, and that's the way the booking should have been for that match to begin with. Would you agree with that, Conan, that the booking was poor with them thinking that Kidman should go over me and that justice served? Would you agree with that?
Who was the booker?
Sullivan.
Very intelligent booker, Sullivan.
Cheap shot. You got any comments?
The only thing I can remember, there are tapes out there which was recorded by this guy, Ron Rivera, who actually started like teaching Lucha Libre in Southern California. And from there came PWG, but he's got a lot of tapes where we started riots in Tijuana and Mexicali back in the 90s. And so there were a lot of times where we were like, okay, this crowd is getting really hot. We better run into the dressing room before it gets out of hand. You know, there have been times when the crowd got so hot, did turn into a riot, and they were waiting, you know, at the heel dressing room for the heel to go back or the baby face, depending who it was. And we'd just go to the opposite one. And had to be sometimes taken out in the trash, sometimes taken out hidden. We've had to call audibles back in the day.
Interesting. Next is from Jay Horniak, and the subject is CM Punk failure. Hey guys, longtime listener. Sadly, I block out Disco's plug nose drive through voice almost every segment on YouTube. Well, that gets a suspension.
You're going to give him one or two?
2 weeks. Jay Horny.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
That's tremendous.
Hey guys, what do you guys think should happen to CM Punk? Is he the cancer dragon on AEW, or is that pussy-footed Tony Khan's handing the inmates that run the asylum? CM Punk is washed up, injury-prone, acts like the Hunter Biden of professional wrestling. Tony Biden can't help but kiss CM Punk's ass at every corner because he's diluted the shit out of his AEW roster and has no real stars outside the Elite and MJF. If Uncle Tony wants to be taken seriously, he should pay out Punk and pull a Vince Russo and trash his ass on national television. CM Punk deserves no respect. He's a total cancer and looks like shit. Bash at the Beach 2.0? Sincerely, this is Jay Horniak, who's been suspended.
I've been a Punk fan for a long time. I'm not so fond of, you know, all the stuff that we hear recently and just the way the run's gone since he was hurt that time. But I would absolutely pay to see Tony Khan flip out on TV and you know, curse Punk out and basically do what Vince did to Hogan. That would be very entertaining.
Cody, you any comments on this?
Yeah, I don't think he will. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, I would agree with everything Joe said up to the part where he said, oh, I'd enjoy Tony Khan doing that. I don't think he would. I think somebody like Punk, well, the problem with Punk is you didn't confront him when you should have or discipline him when you should have or as hard as you should have because he's, you know, he's saying, okay, this guy can't come backstage. This guy can't come. That doesn't look good when you're trying to be a leader and bring everybody together. Okay, that's my opinion on that. And also, at the end of the day, Punk's proven to be a merchandise seller. He still sells merchandise because I always read every week the top merchandise sellers in AEW. You know he's there. You know, he's always a guy that's going to draw people, you know. And so you just got to sit him down and tell him, listen, you want to keep working here and you want to have these perks, this is how it's going to go. And it doesn't seem like that's happened.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you in the past have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So I would
highly recommend. What did you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that. Right. You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any type. Yeah.
All right, so anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right. Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Next one's from Muhammad Ali. Is the real Muhammad Ali, Joe, you think?
Yeah.
Most likely, I don't see why not, yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. Sonny in jail. Hi, Disco Conan. I want to know what your thoughts on Sonny facing a potential 25-year sentence for pleading a no contest for DUI manslaughter. Personally, I think there's a long time coming from her how the treatment of Candido to get in person murdered by drunk driving. Thanks for reading. Wait, she killed somebody?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Driving drunk. That's horrible. I think she rear-ended an elderly man and he died.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's horrible. Yeah.
Yep. The punishment should fit the crime for sure.
I would think, right?
Well, not only that, bro. Here's the problem with Sonny is that I feel sorry for her. You know, she'd already been in like a fight with her boyfriend. I've been in other DUI, broken probation. Like,
yep.
This is not a one-time thing.
Restraining,
you know what
orders.
I'm saying? Right. You know, yeah. Right.
And it looked like she was going to pull it together at one point. Remember, she went to the Hall of Fame and then she was on Raw. She looked in great shape. That was only 15 years ago, maybe, or 10. And then she just fell off a cliff again, you know?
Right.
Yeah, Joe was trying to get her on his network, weren't you, Joe?
that may have drawn, yeah.
Next to Michael at Blank. I'd love to hear guys' feedback on this song with Sun Talks, the CEO of the Mailbag. Powerful song that's gone viral. Let's hear it.
Okay, well.
I think I know which one it is.
Yeah,
That country guy.
Yeah, I actually, this is the first time, well, second time, because I looked at it before we answered this email, but I haven't listened to it all the way through.
Yeah, is it the chubby country guy or the other country guy? It's not in my tent. Yeah.
So working all day.
Yeah. Bullshit play. I've seen people crying over this. I'm like, what?
Waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. For people like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up. And it not be true, but it is. All it is, living in the new world. With an old soul. These rich men know the rich men, Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think. Wanna know what you do. And they don't think you know. But I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit. And it's tax to no end. Cause we're X-Men. Cause we're X-Men. I wish politicians look out for minors. Not just minors.
That's plenty. That's enough. Enough.
Lord.
I like that line. Did you hear that? Wait, did you hear that line?
What was the line?
I wish the government. That's tremendous. He goes, I wish the government would lock up for minors, not just minors on a foreign island. Epstein. Yeah. How great is that?
Right. The dollar ain't shit and it's being taxed to no end.
Well, what do you think? He wants to know what you think.
I don't think it. I'm not as crazy about it as it seems like the public perception is, but it's good. It's good. He's got a good voice and the lyrics are good. You know,
let me tell you what I thought of this real quick. Number one, I think he looks like Arn Anderson's illegitimate Arkansas son. He also looks like he could be like in Bear Country. You know that? What did they change their name to now? Viking Warriors or what is it? Ice Lightning or what?
This is an interesting email.
It's funny because we've joked about it.
Email is interesting. It's from Tad J, and the subject is Logan Paul and Dom. Hey, K100 crew, I recently read a quote from Logan Paul saying they had an idea for him and Dom to become a tag team. Most hated tag team of all time. So would Dom not be able to get a word out in his promos and the hordes of boos that a combination of himself and Dom as a tag team would easily be able to become the most hated tag team of all time. Paul also said he could see a funny side to it where he's a third wheel to Dom and Rhea. Disco, Conan, and Joe. I want to know what your thoughts on these two becoming a tag team at some point. If you think they could possibly become one of the biggest heel tag teams in wrestling history. P.S. How is Mike Durbin's voice completely creepy and cringe at the same time? Sincerely, that's a Tad from H-Town. Go Astros.
Because you know why? Because he talks really low, like really soft, like a creep would, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got this big microphone. What's that there for? Yeah.
He's a sound Nazi.
Okay, Dom and Logan Paul be great tag team. Not as a third wheel to Dom and Rhea, but Rhea would be like the third wheel to Dom and Logan. Like she got pushed to the side because Dom's hanging out with Logan Paul.
When this guy leaves, whoever leaves, whether it's Priest or Finn, he could take their slot. He doesn't have to be a third wheel to anybody. He could be part of Judgment Day, and him and Dom could be a tag team within that. You know what I'm saying? Right. And he's smart because he sees how much he has, how much he Dominic has, how much he Judgment Day says. And it's a cool looking group. He's like, man, I fit in there too. So he's already thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why he's where he's at.
Next is a Ray Tian on the subject is working grandma. What up, gents? Videos recently resurfaced on social media of an old woman getting in Hogan's face, yelling and taking swings at him. I totally forgot about all this, as I'm sure you fellas have as well. I'll keep my email short so you guys can read a grip of them. My question is, was this lady at work? Was she a plant? And if so, whose idea was this? I attached a link for the video below. Let it be known I was in Iran while rewatching this. I probably laughed harder than I should have. Best regards, and that's for DJ Tiana while in Iran. You got the clip, Joe?
Yeah. The old grandma.
Well, I grew up in the South, and you go to, like shows in the South, like the Omni.
Right. There's always an old grandma.
The old ladies trying to hit
in Mexico, too.
You son of a bitch. You know, they're cussing him.
Right.
Hatpin Mary was like a legendary Madison Square Garden front row fan.
All right, let's see this.
You hear that name?
These are funny. I like the old ladies. We miss a lot of that in today's wrestling. Heels that get the heat from the old ladies.
Yeah, you don't see that anymore. Yeah.
Right. He wants to punch out a fan.
Watch out!
He wants to punch out a fan.
The face that haunts you, Hogan. He wants to punch out a defenseless fan.
No, she's a fan.
For every person that has a sting mask.
Come on, Granny, kill him.
About Granny hit him.
For every person that has a sting mask, there's 50,000 behind.
But see, she's old school. She's not touching him. They would touch the wrestler and get belted in their mouth.
Like, Hogan's in the old lady's face. It's good stuff.
Right. They both worked with each other right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's good stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
The announcers, they sold that better than they've sold anything in AEW recently, by the way, Tony Schiavone.
And Larry.
Being honest. Right. Next is from Jonathan S. The subject is Go Away Heat. Solutions K100 crew. Back 20 years ago, X-Pac was always described as having go away heat with the crowd who had grown tired of seeing him. If this was a reality, X-Pac could still go in the ring and had been a standout well over a decade. Has there ever been a guest who is more go away heat than Mike Durbin? I mean, he's an NWA Impact respondent. which is equivalent to the least fat chick at Jenny Craig. The guy has the charisma of a goddamn cactus. Thanks, and that's what Jonathan S. Jonathan, if you'd like, I'd like to invite you on one of our roundtables with Mike Durbin, and you can address your issues with Mike Durbin on the roundtable. Joe, can we get this? Can we make this happen?
Jonathan S. Yeah, why not? I'm sure Mike.
Well, you got to remember that whole crew of the Get Mike Go. They're all brimming with charisma. Durbin, Hughesley, what was this guy? Paz.
You know what,
the Australian guy.
Hughesley hit me up. That's got in DMs. And wanted us to do Hughesley hit me up in DMs and wanted us to do an emergency podcast, like you know, do one on Sunday
right.
because of Cash Cash Wheeler getting arrested. Right. And I'm like, that's not timely. What is it? He goes, well, everybody's talking about. I'm like, what do you want us to say? I go, if we come on the show, if we talk about this, I'm going to say, well, I'm just going to wait till the facts come out. Like, he got arrested. He's not going to, like, you know, he got bail. He's going to go to court. Like, I'll wait for the facts. It'd be the shortest conversation ever. So I was like,
And we didn't receive an email about it either, Yuzi. I hate to tell you.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's people were going that crazy about it.
Yeah. Next is from Gulad Ahmed, the last one. Next is favorite Brock Lesnar moment. Yo, K100 crew, simple question. What's your favorite Lesnar match moment? Guy's a legend in the sport. Two favorites.
Wait one second. I have to say this. Okay. This is for Hughesley, by the way. I just remembered something. He sent me an email on the same thing. Okay. Right. And I had answered him something like, I go, I'm not going to go out there and say something controversial just for numbers or something like that. But here's the thing. Did he call you? Did he write you first and saw that you didn't like the idea and then come to me, or was it vice versa?
I don't know.
Because you'd already told them no, and I'd already told them no. Suspend Hughesley for 2 weeks, even though it wasn't he didn't send an email. This is the first, by the way. This is for the email you might send one day. Right.
Well, just for a quick 30 seconds on that, because I'm not aware. All right, he got arrested for having a gun and whatever.
First of all, it happened a while back. He had to turn himself in.
Okay. But he can't be
stopped. Well, not that long ago. It was probably less than a month ago. Yeah.
Can he be stopped from traveling to All In?
No, they didn't take his passport.
Then who cares? Non-issue.
So once, like I said,
they just gave him a probation. They just gave him a bond.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was like low. It wasn't a high bond either. Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. Do you do meal prep?
Yep.
You do. Okay, well, Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with a healthy lifestyle. So if you do meal prep and you're too busy with your end-of-summer goal to cook, want to make sure you're eating well, with Factor, you can skip the trip to the grocery store, the chopping, the prepping, the cleaning up, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. And all I have to do is heat, enjoy, and get back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34-plus weekly flavor-packed, dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with the Gourmet Plus options. You can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. If you're too busy running around all the day to think about lunch, you can keep your energy up with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers. And they're ready to eat when you're on the go. No microwave required. If you're looking for calorie-conscious options, you can try delicious dietitian-approved calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best for the rest of the summer, try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein plus and more per serving. And you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like the apple cinnamon pancakes. You're a big fan of these, the bacon and cheddar egg bites. And they have also potato bacon egg breakfast skillets. Or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. If you're into that, they offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals, enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Bro, you won't believe how many girls at our club like use Factor. Like Factor's like, when you see meal prep at our club, like, you see the Factor meals. All these girls eat Factor meals. It's crazy. So head to factormeals.com/K100 and use code K100 50 to get 50% off. It's ridiculous. That's code K100F50 at factormeals.com. That's FactorMeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. You got to give it a try at that price.
Bro, this thing's ridiculously good, and here's the reason why for me. Because besides all the reasons that Disco said, you don't got to go to the store and pick up the things, it's already there, you don't have to really cook it. Bro, they prep it and they send it and they put it in this cooler with all these ice packs in it. So it comes really, really fresh. And I'm going to tell you one thing I really love. They have this black pepper and sage pork chop. Bro, and it's not like a thin little pork chop that you get. It's a thick southern style pork chop. And it's absolutely delicious. They have a chorizo chili. So they got everything you can imagine. Right.
And I think you'd see, if you saw the, I was putting my order in for this week, D.I., there in the Gourmet Plus, there's a filet mignon and shrimp, roasted garlic filet and shrimp, which I'm very much looking forward to getting, considering how good all the other stuff's been.
All right. So, you know, get your meal prep on. Stay healthy. Check out Factor Meals. Boom.
Next is from Gulen Ahmed, the subject is favorite Brock Lesnar moment. Yo, K100 crew, simple question. What's your favorite Brock Lesnar match moment? Guy's a legend of the sport. The two favorites of mine were the Kurt Angle match at WrestleMania 19 and Lesnar turn on Cody Rhodes at Raw after WrestleMania. Thanks from Hangsight. P.S. Joe owes me money for Ruby Soho joining the Outcasts. Is that accurate, Joe?
I have no idea. Maybe did I bet that Ruby wouldn't? I have no idea what he's talking about.
You owe him money.
Well, you right? gotta send yeah. it. You
You need to pay up.
Send me some proof.
Pay the man. All right.
You don't remember what you say?
I have no idea what he's talking about. Zero.
I don't have a favorite Brock Lesnar moment, but I'll say this: there's a lot of clips. I've seen a lot of clips of Brock Lesnar his younger years when he first started. He was a good worker back then too. Mm-hmm. Like he sold his ass off and everything, you know. So I was like, "Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a favorite."
Hey, I don't really have a. This would be my favorite moment if I had one. Uh-huh. The time he did that shooting star press and almost decapitated himself was right. Remember that?
Yeah, broke his neck. Yeah.
When he first came back from UFC, he had a match with Cena that was like so violent and different than what was going on at that time that I thought it was incredible. Cena took a hell of a beating. And his matches with Punk, Styles, Bryan, all the guys you'd expect him to have great matches with, he has.
Cena, very underrated worker.
Yep. Him and Brock had great chemistry.
Next is from Frank Rand, the subject is Maui Fires link to Vegas shooting. What's up, fellas? I do a lot of driving for my job and really enjoy the content of the Patreon. Help me pass the time. Appreciate the banter between y'all, and it's the best wrestling podcast going today. My question is about the Maui Fires in response. What the hell is going on? Biden was asked if he had anything to say about the rising death toll. He said no comment. It's an interesting coincidence that the Maui police chief, John Pelletier, was also the incident commander for the 2007 Vegas mass shooting. Maybe I'm wrong or misremembering, but there seems to be an attempt to not release all the facts about the Vegas shooting. Facts are kind of clouded in mystery for a while. There also seems to be growing frustration with the botched emergency response to Maui. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy, but Pelletier being a link between the two raises some eyebrows. I remember y'all covering the shooting quite a bit on the podcast, but I forgot if this dude is part of the conversation. Are you even familiar with him, especially Disco being from Vegas? Thanks and God bless, Frank Graham. No, I don't really know this guy, but I will say this is there's a lot of, I think there's confusion about the Maui fire stuff because there was a lot of online stuff saying there's no way a hurricane wouldn't have flooded. There would have been, and it's like it wasn't a hurricane. They said it was hurricane winds.
Yeah,
like winds that would. Okay, it wasn't like the you know when you have a hurricane right. come in, it's just floods. It was hurricane floods. Like sometimes in Vegas, like the winds were up to like 60, 70 miles an hour. Sometimes you know, like everybody say like that. That's hurricane level winds. You know, that's all this. That's all this was. There were heavy winds and a fire. It wasn't like
right.
Like people think it was one of those lasers that started, you know, like I don't know, but I'm just saying that's kind of a misinformed part. The people are repeating that it was a hurricane. It's like no, it was hurricane winds, which means heavy winds, which blew the. It was like a like you see those videos of like brush fires. They travel so fast, it's crazy, you know.
Yeah. It blew power lines down and whoever was in, I don't know who they contacted, but someone was informed, like, shut the fucking power off. And they didn't, whoever was right. that was. But, you know, Conan knows I'm not a big fan of Biden. So I just don't understand how hard it would be to say we're working on it. All my thoughts are with the people of Hawaii. All he said was no comment.
Yeah, that was weird.
How is he trying to? This is not a guy that wants to get elected. You know, that's not how you, I don't know. But there was that article I sent you where the guy in the Times or the Post was like, Biden's going to get the majority of the votes in Hawaii no matter what. And I'm like, right. I can't believe that that would still occur, but it might.
Yeah, I don't think we're
kidding. Well, yeah, that's the thing, bro. Bro, I know you don't like Biden, neither do I. So, yeah. I mean, I don't like anybody. But yeah, you're very correct. He should have soothed everybody and said, hey, we got FEMA on the way. We're going to put all the national emergency crews that we can. We're on it. I'm flying over there tomorrow. That's that, you know, that doesn't help him at all. You know what I'm saying? This is because I could not believe how big, you know, how fast this thing fucking just spread. I know Oprah had properties in Maui and that, they all got, but she's going to actually help Maui rebuild. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Well, they live there. So it's like, of course, the rich. It's like, what could easier? It's like, what are you going to use your money on? You got to improve the community that you live in. Next one's from CL Murphy. The subject is AEW in the future. Question. Will AEW ever reach a level of popularity of WWE? The company's still young and Tony Khan is still learning how the business works, but I can't help but feel like they're always going to be chasing after WWE. If you think they can catch up, how long do you think it would take and what would they have to do to become a household name? Side note, I discovered your show about 6 months ago and it was a breath of fresh air. Keeping 100 is definitely everything the other wrestling podcasts are not. I'm glad I found this show. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. And the other previous one that put us over, the guy from the Maui thing. I don't even Maui was punk.
WWE will AEW will never reach the level of popularity of WWE because if they start getting close, the WWE will do what they always do and they'll adjust and do something and they'll just, you know, they'll widen the gap in the numbers again. I just don't think Tony, you know, Tony's never had an experience doing this. And I, you know, it's taken him 4 years to figure out you got to put like a thread in the show at some point, you know. So I don't see these guys reaching the level of popularity of WWE because the WWE production machine is just, it's untouchable right now. It's a $9 billion company.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So that's what I would say. What would you say, Conan?
Yeah, it's going to be very, very hard. Just compare WWE, well, when Vince Jr. took over, because, you know, I didn't see it before then. When Vince Jr. took over, just compare like their first WrestleMania, you know, they had like Liberace, Muhammad Ali. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
the Matt Billy Martin.
Yeah. Yeah. So Billy Martin was huge in New York at that time.
Right. So next is Rick Ulrich and the subject is Moxley. Hello, Conan, Disco, and whatever that scraggly bearded guy's name is. His name is Joe.
How's it going?
Love the show. My question is an easy one. Cornette has been calling Moxley the worst wrestler on TV for years now, and he really means it too. He has a clip, and you don't have to listen to it. He buries the guy.
How long is the clip?
It's long, and he didn't give me a timestamp either.
Yeah.
Oh no, you know what? It's 5 minutes, but 5 minutes.
No, forget. Yeah. He just buries him. He calls him. Yep. That's all he says. He's the worst wrestler on TV.
He hates Moxley.
Now, Patreon, Joe.
Yep. He calls him Plumber Moxley. Okay. Now, while I don't think Moxley's the best worker and bleeds too often, it's tough to say he's the worst when you have people like Nia Jax, Wheeler Utah, Commander, half the NXT roster, etc. What do you guys think? Who would you say is the greenest or some of the greenest or just not good wrestlers on national TV? Thanks. I'll say this about Moxley, for like his matches, for a top guy, he's definitely one of the worst top guys in the business. Because the third punt, his matches are all the exact same. He bleeds. He does a standing spot where you forearm each other. Like, his matches are like carbon copies of the match before, like exactly the same match. And like I said, he's supposed to be a brawler, and he doesn't look good when he brawls. You know, he doesn't throw a punch very well. He doesn't sell. Like he no sells guy's offense. You know, if a guy's punching him in the head, he's not doing any selling for guys half the time. He's not that good. And it's that, and we can do watch alongs. I could critique his performance. He does not put effort into selling other guys' offense that well. And that's part of being a good worker. When you're working at the top level, you need to sell the other guy's shit. You know,
I was a big Moxley fan from indie stuff that I saw, and then you know with the Shield and all through when he was Ambrose. And the thought process was, wow, he's out from under their clutches. He's going to have, you know, free reign to do what he wants in AEW. It's going to be great. And it turns out that it hasn't been, because first when he wrestled Omega and had that crazy match, it was like, wow, look at this. He's finally, you know, unleashed. But then like DI said, it kind of just became repetitive, you know,
right.
Every one of his matches is like that. Oh, here comes the barbed wire. Spot,
yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. The blood, yeah. You know, right. It's like, you know, I don't know. The word the greenest green, yeah. Wrestlers on TV, a lot of those women in the female wrestlers in AEW,
yes,
a lot of the bottom tier female wrestlers in WWE are coming, just they look green, you know, they're very methodical, a lot of thigh slapping, playful. They just, I don't know, they don't look like they're in combat out there. They look like they're play wrestling, a lot of them. You got any comment on this, Konnan?
Which one specifically?
Who is some of the greenest wrestlers on TV right now?
Mm-hmm. That guy from Bandito's brother, Gravity.
Gravity, right.
Ed, right.
A couple emails about him, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And a special shout out to the Gravity Walk, like if he's right. On the moon or something. Right. Well, I got no bigger pop than when he wrestled Samoa Joe, mm-hmm. and Joe suplexed him or something and then did the moonwalk and made fun of him.
Right.
I mega pop. If we've been back to Hall of Fame, K100 Hall of Fame, he should be on it just for that. some of the women, definitely. You know, some of the NXT women,
right.
Some of the,
but NXT's mean, but they're young.
NXT, they're just learning. You know, they're supposed to be green. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's not a bad thing. The bad thing is putting green talent on TV. That's what's worse. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's not their fault. If you're in the business 1 or 2 years and they tell you come on TV, nobody's going to say, oh, no, I need more experience, you know, because right. That's what happened to me. Let me tell you this story. So I'd been in the business about a year, right? And the biggest name in this promotion called UWA El Toreo was Canek. That's the guy that slammed Andre the Giant and beat Hogan and all that. Like he was the man there, right? Well, him and this super legend, you know, like Ric Flair status called Perro Aguayo, saw me in Juarez and they were like, hey, man, come to Mexico. And I was like, what do you mean come to Mexico? I don't have any family there. That's a big city. I need more experience. I can't just go up there. They go, don't worry. You do fine. We'll take care of you. And they did. You know, I actually said no, but most people are not going to say no. But and I went. I did go. But what I'm saying is you're going to tell a young guy, hey, you're going to get more exposure, make more money and get a chance to be a big star. Who's going to say no? You know what I'm saying? But that's on the promotion for bringing him up too early. And then you got to watch him, you know, fumble. And it's like on the job training. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Konnan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you.
Oh.
Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane. Okay, a lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the guards and everything, right. And a million products. Yeah. You don't even have to worry about that, right? Plus it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all that hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there, because they've created four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, okay? First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards, but they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from, I can guarantee you, these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the motherfucking, the weed whacker for your hair and your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo, they got conditioner, they got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, and their hygiene's not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom.
So next is from Dale Fortunio, and the subject is, what's in a name? Sup, gang? Do you remember the 90s flick Airheads with a few notable actors such as Buscemi, Sandler, and Brandon Fraser, and the heavy metal band named the Lone Rangers? Joe Mantegna was a radio station disc jockey and showed flawed logic of how there are three people in their band, so they aren't exactly alone. I just saw Gravity on AEW and was reminded of this ongoing joke from that movie. If you have the name Gravity, wouldn't you be more of a mat technician? Bonus question, who was someone who had the worst road diet when touring? Yeah, if you are Gravity, you should be grounded, like in your style. right? It's like get the guy in the mat and hold him down like Gravity, right? The worst road diet was Joe Gomez. He would eat, Arn would make Joe eat four Big Macs in one sitting, and Joe would do that sometimes. So,
how about your boy David Penzer?
He was horrible too. Burgers right. And fries. And stuff. And he ate the big slob of fat off the ribeye.
Right. And then I remember Scott Hall. We were out to eat one time with a whole crew of the Mexican boys, and he LA Park ordered a salad, and he was like, "Oh, well, he needs a salad," and then the and then he goes, "Oh, and fried chicken." Go fried chicken salad. And you know, Paul would always bust his balls about having a bad diet. You know, when you're young, you just eat about right. about anything because you have a fast metabolism. I remember when I first met Black Magic, Norman Smiley, we had to be about 23, 24, and bro, our metabolism was so fast, we'd be eating Kentucky fried chicken and bullshit like that. Eddie, I remember Vicky told me this the other day when I saw one of the last times I saw Vicky, who I love to death, and she was like, "Oh, Eddie used to get so mad." And I used to say, "Why?" He goes, "Because he would always take you to the Circle K." You know what that is? They have that in Philly.
No, but I know it's a convenience store. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So you would always take you to the Circle K in El Paso, because what would happen is I would cross the bridge from Juarez into El Paso to train and hang with Eddie. And then at night, he would take me back and I would go back to my hotel. But they didn't have like good junk food in Mexico. So I'd go in there and get chips and cookies and candy bars and just all sorts of bullshit. Well, this guy was trying to maintain a diet and he always needs to tell us, I can't believe all the shit Conan eats and he's still in fucking shape. Just because I had a fast metabolism. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could get away with a lot when you're younger.
Right.
I was just thinking we should, or we could, whatever, use that punk, because it's like a nice little section, and make it a talks. Because the last time we put the punk all out fight on talks, it did big numbers. What do you think about
that? How long
that?
Did we just do on him?
It was over 10 minutes. I'm not sure
all right,
exactly.
And that's good enough.
Okay, let's do that. That'll catch fire.
All right, next one's from Daddy Mac Daddy.
Can I just say to that last guy, Airheads is one of my favorite movies of all time, by the way.
And the Lone Rangers.
Hey, guys, it's Daddy Mac Daddy, and the subject is Aldous AAA Daddy. Hey, guys, new listener, mainly from the YouTube clip, so I apologize if the question has been answered already. It has. Do you guys think that Nick Aldis could get over in WWE as an on-screen talent, and why so you think they aren't interested in him as an on-screen talent?
No.
Seemed like he'd fit the WWE style. Question for Conan as well. What five underutilized talents from WWE and AEW would you think would get over huge in AAA that never worked for the promotion? And Disco, what are the chances we see my boy Daddy Max get a push after the Jericho Appreciation Society finally breaks up? They keep giving chances to guys who can't get over, like Commander, but Daddy Mac seemingly has it all. Daddy Mac to AAA? Thanks, guys. Daddy Mac, whoa. Mac Daddy from Tamaqua, Pennsylvania.
Wait. Commander's
why
over
buried, that's two emails where people have buried
he's over. Far. He's over with that fan base.
There's another. There's another coming. Yeah.
Okay, really?
My ears and my eyes tell me different. Not because he's from AAA, because I'd say he's not over, you know?
Right.
But he's over with that fan base.
Right. You said he's a little bit he needs a little more seasoning before he's been put in his
right.
Spot.
He does need more seasoning, right? He does.
Right. Okay. So who would underutilized talents for WWE think you'd get over in AAA, WWE or AEW?
Underutilized.
Bro, you already did it with QT Marshall. Like anybody can get over. If you book him, right. Like give him a push and then win titles, like literally anybody can get over. If any talent there's any talent in WWE and AEW right now is probably more. Well, WWE 95% of the talent are should be on TV, right? AEW, I'd probably say 85 to 90%, because there's probably 10 to 50% of their roster you think are just too green for TV right now, but they do use them, right? But you could take those guys and put them in AAA or Mexico, because like the style is different. You know, you don't really, there's not a lot of like AAA, like Lucha style matches. Like you could probably get over easier wrestling Lucha style if you get pushed than like you can in like America, because America, you have to show personality for people to like you. Right. In Mexico, the matches are kind of like, you know, they're more based on athleticism, acrobatics, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, everything else you do besides that would be what you would get the talent over. But I'd say anybody. Would you agree with that? You could get over anybody in AAA?
Not anybody. But I will say that would you consider Ricochet an underutilized talent? No, not anymore, right?
No. He wrestled big pay-per-view match against Logan Paul. He's
right. Okay. Yeah. I would have put him there, but I'll put – because that's the key word, underutilized talent, right? Like, I think, obviously, this is a no-brainer, but Hector Garza and the other guy, Carrillo, his cousin, would get mega over in Mexico. They were, but he said never worked in AAA, right? The Viking Warriors would get super over, and they didn't work for AAA. They worked for Crash.
Right.
That's just, like, one right off of the
top. Will the Iron Savages get over?
Okay. I don't think so.
Well, but gravity. Well, I'll say this.
Chad Gable.
Is gravity over in AAA?
He's not.
Is gravity AAA. Over? Was he? Oh, no, where was he from?
No, he's just Bandito's brother. You know, he basically, you know, if Tony likes you, he lets you bring in your friends and shit. You know what I'm saying? And give him a tryout. You know, I think he's very green.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.